Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Today I have Karen Kolick on. Karen, can you talk to a little bit about yourself?
Sure, absolutely. I'll give you a quick overview. So I am currently a graduate student at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. I spent the past year in a graduate assistant position with student athlete development here at UNC, but my path is a little bit different in order to get here. I think a lot of people in this industry of sports have, you know, realized that sports is what they want to do their entire life. And I think it took me a little bit to get to where I'm at now, just because my background prior to this coming from Wisconsin, I studied, you know, business, human resources, and then I worked in HR and recruiting for a bit before I kind of figured out, hey, this is what I want to do, and made the move down here to UNC for graduate school. And I've loved every single second of it.
So you said you came from Wisconsin. How was that like transition from like Wisconsin to UNC? Like culture shock there or?
I would say it's not as big of a culture shock as I expected, actually. Things are definitely different. Summers are incredibly hot and humid down here compared to Wisconsin, but the winters are fantastic down here compared to what I'm used to. But made the transition down here with, you know, coming halfway across the country with my cats, moving into a new place where I didn't know anybody. But I think the transition for me went pretty well due to the fact that my cohort for my graduate program, there's, you know, only 8 or 9 of us each year. So just having a really tight-knit group of people in order to explore North Carolina with and just kind of learn about the world of college athletics, it's been fantastic as far as helping me make this transition to, you know, a new part of the country.
That's awesome. And then you said, did you take like a break in between before you graduated and going to grad school? Like, how was that?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit unique in that fact for my program. Because I studied HR and business in undergrad, I worked for a couple of years. I graduated undergrad in 2016. So basically 2 years I was working in human resources and recruiting, both for a hospital and then an insurance company. So for me, making the transition coming back to school, it was different, especially because graduate school it's just different than undergrad to begin with. And, you know, just trying to get back into the transition of being a student and no longer working, you know, 40 or 50 hours a week, but being able to, you know, balance classes, teaching classes, working athletic events, and then still, you know, exploring the area. It's been a transition coming from, you know, the workforce, and especially because I am, you know, switching the fields that I'm working in. It's been, you know, a learning curve, and there's been some adjustments needed there, but I think it's all gone as smoothly as I possibly could have asked for.
That's awesome. Like, I was in the same position as you too, you know, in between undergrad and grad school, where I'm just like, what the hell am I doing with my life right now?
It's so different. That's totally different.
Seriously. Like, it's amazing that you kind of like, you made the transition. You're in the sports industry now. So tell me, like, what are you doing right now? Like in North Carolina, like, what are you interning with anyone? How's it going? Like, what are you trying to get at?
Yeah. So the main reason that I wanted to kind of switch paths and get into athletics was because I was enjoying what I was doing as a recruiter for an insurance company. But I wasn't incredibly passionate about it. I really miss being near a university. And I really wanted to be closer to student athletes just because I love the student athlete population and mindset. I wasn't a collegiate student athlete myself, but I have such a high level of respect for them. So I knew I wanted to make the transition in order to work in student athlete development. So my second year of my graduate program, which I'm wrapping up right now, I have had a full-time graduate assistant position within UNC student athlete development. So that role has really helped, you know, set me up for my future. And I've been so fortunate to have such an amazing team to let me really explore, you know, the department that we have here at UNC. We do so many different things. With my background, the area that I spend most of my time is career development. So, you know, putting on career fairs for our student athletes and workshops and doing resume reviews and things like that. But we also have a phenomenal leadership academy that I partake in. You know, we have SAC, we have community service, we have all these other workshops, and, you know, just these resources to help out student athletes. So it's been really cool for me to be able to be focused in career development, but also spend, you know, half my time exploring all of these other areas, which is ultimately what I would like to do in the future.
So are you like dead set on like, you know, working career development with student athletes, or like you said, you were still like, you know, searching, but is this something that you see yourself doing in the long run, or is there something else that you kind of like has been grabbing you as of late?
I think if I could focus on an area in student athlete development, career development would be the area that I would thrive the most in, just because of my background. However, you know, there's only a select few amount of schools across this country who specifically have career development, you know, individuals on their teams. So for me, you know, career development is obviously, you know, a big interest of mine, but I do also want to have the ability to learn more about the rest of student athlete development. For me in my future, I would definitely see myself in the leadership position in a student athlete development department, and that would require me to have experience outside of career development. You know, I would have to be able to oversee a leadership program, you know, SAC, community service, all of the other wellness activities that go on. So I think that I'm very open to, you know, the broad aspect of student athlete development.
That's amazing, because like a lot of student athletes, you know, once they, you know, they're done playing, like that's like a majority, don't go on to, you know, to the Olympics or to professional sports. So it becomes at a time of like identity crisis. So it's good that, you know, North Carolina, like you guys are all kind of, you know, putting it forth, like, you know, I'm going to help you guys out. Let's give you some options. You know, what can we do to make that transition to, you know, the workforce that much easier? Is there like a motivation, reason why you wanted to do this, or what do you think?
I think for me, I just really enjoy helping young adults. I think that, you know, the experience, the education, the resources that I had at my undergrad university at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire, they were fantastic, and they really helped set me up for, you know, life after school. So just, you know, helping young adults make that transition, and specifically with student athletes, I mean, they have so much on their plate, right? You're doing at least 20 hours a week of, you know, practice, competition, travel, all that, plus a full class load. You know, plus we really encourage our student athletes to do our leadership academy and the other programs that we have. And, you know, if they potentially have time to join, you know, a club on campus, something like that, they have so many things pulling them in so many different directions. So for me to be able to be a resource that is, you know, right there in their main student athlete building, someone that they can, you know, text, email, you know, call if they need to, that's huge for me, just to take some of that burden off of them, because I know how hard of workers they are. I know how many rock stars we have as student athletes at UNC. And if I can, you know, help take some of that burden off of them and make it a little bit easier in any possible way to, you know, plan for graduate school or, you know, an internship or career, whatever it may be, I want to do that, because I know that they are such motivated and hardworking individuals.
That's amazing. And then how many student athletes at once do you kind of like look over? Is it like, you know, 5, 10? And then do you, I'm assuming when you're working with them, it's like you're doing a deep dive into their lives. You have to know them, you know, like the back of your hand, like, you know, personally, professionally, like what works best for them. So like, you know, how many do you kind of like manage at once?
Yeah. So as far as career development goes, I really love if I'm doing, you know, a resume review or interview prep or cover letter. I love to be one-on-one with somebody, because like you said, like you really do need to sit down and have a conversation about their life. You know, before I even look at their resume, I usually say, okay, tell me what you're studying. Tell me what you want to do. Like, let's talk first before I even look at what you have on paper. Just because it really is important to figure out what they want to do and how to, you know, put that into words or put that into a job search. So I really do love working one-on-one with somebody. My door in my office is always open. Everybody knows they can always, you know, email me, text me if they need something. But then we also do workshops. So, you know, at those workshops, I would say we have on average between 10 and 20 student athletes. And those workshops could be anything from a resume workshop where you're just talking basics of resumes, or a workshop for the student athletes who want to go to med school, or we have a lot of student athletes who eventually want to work in sports. So putting on, you know, like a career in sports night. So at those, I would say you probably have between 10 and 20 on average. It really just depends on the event. And those are a little bit more broad, so that you can kind of hit on broader topics that might relate to those individuals who are at those events. So I do enjoy that good mixture of having those individual conversations to really get to know somebody, but then also knowing that I can partner with resources and individuals in the community to put on those workshops to help, you know, a good handful of people all within a 1 hour workshop at night.
That's awesome. And then now that, you know, since we're all quarantined, are they reaching out even more to you, or like, how are you kind of balancing this, you know, Is it over like, you know, FaceTime, over emails? Like, how are they like kind of, you know, are they trying a little harder than the usual to kind of like get their lives together? Or what's like, how's it going?
I think that this is a really interesting time for us because I think that every department across the country is trying to be innovative and figure out ways that we can still provide these resources for them. So for us, we do actually do an electronic newsletter to the student athletes every Monday where we give them some resources. I put in some, you know, internships and tips and things like that. But then, you know, from that email and from just knowing who my team is, they've definitely been reaching out, especially because unfortunately, as a lot of, you know, students across the country, some internships have been canceled. Some jobs have been, you know, pushed back as far as offer dates. So the past couple of weeks, I've definitely had a lot of people reaching out to me via, you know, email, LinkedIn, Zoom calls, texting me, whatever it is, to, you know, talk about their resumes, talk about their LinkedIn profile, talk about just their job search in general. So although it's obviously, you know, the stress of being quarantined, I still feel that I'm providing almost the same exact resources that I was before without having those in-person workshops. But as far as a individual conversation goes, I still feel like we are fully, you know, doing what we need in order to help them succeed at this unfortunate time in our lives.
That's amazing. And that shows that like a top tier university like North Carolina, you know, all systems go, like we don't stop just because there's a pandemic. And that's amazing coming from the student athletes and the department, like you guys yourself. That's awesome, to be honest. And then, so where do you guys see yourself? Like, what do you see yourself like doing in 5-10 years? Do you want to, you know, be running this department? Do you see yourself at North Carolina still in the next 10 years? Or what do you think?
Sure. So for the next 10 years, like I love North Carolina itself, but as far as opportunities go, I'm really open nationwide to opportunities. I think that anytime that I can, you know, eventually put myself into a new place the way that I did here, it helps me grow as an individual. So absolutely open to that. And I've been thinking a lot about, you know, like let's say 10 years from now, I think that there's two paths I could probably be in as far as 10 years from now. One would be, you know, a manager or director of a student athlete development department. And the other would be potentially eventually pursuing my PhD, possibly. That's something that I didn't even think I would pursue my master's when I was a freshman in undergrad. So for me now, you know, the potential of a PhD, whether that's, you know, in counseling to help me, you know, benefit from, you know, helping students in a student athlete development role, or potentially, you know, teaching some classes in a professor type of role. I'm really open to the possibility of, you know, different paths in the future, if I can still be helping young adults, even better if I can be helping, you know, athletes.
And that's great. And you want to get a PhD too to teach as well. Like, I think the light bulb didn't even hit me till like my last semester of college. We're like, damn, I want to get into sports. So like you thought this mm-hmm. through, you were like way ahead. So, you know, congratulations to you. You're doing better than majority of us were. Karen, so do you have any like social media plugs you want to give in your LinkedIn, your personal portfolio that you want to share with people that we can find you online?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say LinkedIn is probably the best place to locate me. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of those are available. If anybody sends me, you know, a LinkedIn request or anything like that, I will absolutely accept it. And if you are, you know, a young individual in this field and you want your LinkedIn reviewed, let me know and I'll check out your LinkedIn for you. You can just find me. My name is pretty unique. You'll see the spelling on this podcast here, but it's just Karen Collard.
Awesome. And for you guys listening, Karen's going to be a rock star in this industry. She's already doing big things at Chapel Hill, like one of the most prestigious universities in the world. So thank you for coming on, Karen. This has been great. And any last words you have?
Thank you for having me, and go Heels.
Go Heels.